WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station School Board took almost 3 hours last night to determine the rules a committee will follow for recommending new boundaries. The board unanimously decided to change attendance zones for intermediate, middle, and high schools. The committee, which will be named by the board tonight, is also charged with how students from three middle schools will be split into two high schools. Michael Wesson was among those wanting to make sure all interests of middle school students are protected.
We want comparability across middle schools in terms of educational and extracurricular opportunities as they transition into their respective high schools.
So how is that measured?
I don't know the answer to that. Right? I mean, we haven't talked athletic coaches, we haven't talked to orchestra people, we haven't done anything.
The board also wants the committee to recommend when the new high school boundaries go into effect and take into account Consolidated has room for another 600 students while College Station High is nearing capacity. A new principal has been selected at Mitchell Elementary School. The Bryan School Board last night selected Donna Wallace. She's been an elementary principal in the Georgetown District the last 3 years. Wallace takes over this summer for John Rokenbrod, who is moving to the Bryan ISD's central office. No one was hurt in a drive-by shooting in South College Station yesterday morning. Several witnesses told police about someone in a BMW driving by a fiveplex on Kenyon Drive. That's off Holloman South and north of Kane Road. No one was hit by several rounds that were fired. The occupant, 19-year-old Colton Adam, was arrested for drug possession. No arrests have been made in the shooting. College Station firefighters saved two dogs while putting out a house fire early yesterday morning. Two residents escaped injury and no firefighters were hurt. A lightning strike during a thunderstorm started the fire on Westchester, east of Welsh, between Rock Prairie and Deakin. The fire started in the garage of the two-story home. The husband and wife, who were out of the house when firefighters arrived, were assisted with relocation. The fundamental change is being proposed to blend college trustees tonight on tuition rates for next year.
Next year's tuition rates, as recommended by administrators, would add another $5 a credit hour for blend students from Brazos and the rest of the counties in blend service area. Tuition would go down $10 a credit hour for students throughout the rest of Texas. That's because administrators are combining the same rate for all in-state students outside of Washington County. Tuition would increase only $1 an hour in Washington County. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Terrorist attacks in Belgium almost 1 month ago have not stopped plans for an economic development trip overseas by the Research Valley Partnership in June or a Belgian royal trade mission this December to Texas that includes a visit by Princess Astrid to the Twin Cities.
I can tell you that the last time that a member of the royal family visited Texas is 1981.
Belgium's Trade Commissioner, Yves de Boos, says the mission follows a 10-year relationship with the RVP, and most recently, the Texas Aggies Go to War exhibit that opened in Belgium and is headed to Bryan College Station. A smaller version of the exhibit will open at Texas A&M's Memorial Student Center, while fundraising takes place for a permanent location. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 65 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com. Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Kubota's L2501DT is powerful enough to tackle a wide range of tasks, yet nimble enough to provide the precision performance you need. Ask your participating dealer about Kubota's big value compact tractor, now more affordable than ever with a low down payment and low rate APR for up to 7 years. Now through June 30th, 2016, call toll free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
Does your swimming pool need some work? Now is the time to do it, and the Pool Guy can help. The Pool Guy offers pool renovations, including replastering, retile, recoping, and more. Service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, and parts, equipment, and chemical sales. With over 30 years' experience, the Pool Guy offers superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products to fill your every need. Whether it is time to overhaul your swimming pool or you just need some supplies, call the Pool Guy today.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
It's 8:11, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Just check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
The threat for showers and thunderstorms exists today, so there is the potential for some more flooding. They'll develop as the day goes on. Watch for areas of patchy fog this morning, highs near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into tonight, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms will be around tomorrow, too. Some may be strong during the day, a high of 80. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday. Highs on Thursday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There goes 8:11. Just talking to a listener a little while ago. At Highway 21, the Brazos River rose 24 feet in one day. 24 feet.
Holy cats.
Yeah. Not at flood stage. And we were talking about the dynamic of it. It's kind of interesting because obviously most of the rain happened below us on the river. So getting out of its banks may happen, but it'll probably be down below us. It'll be down closer to Brazosport than it would be up here. But nonetheless, there'd been some rain up earlier over the weekend in Waco that caused some of this rise. But that's a lot. You know, that is a significant amount.
It's bad enough up there, too. The speedboat races this weekend have been canceled already in Waco.
Where'd you say that was?
The Brazos River at 21.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we'll see. Anyhow, and with that in mind, Kathy Bice here today, Executive Director of Humane Society. How are you?
I am wonderful. How about you?
Good. You know, we've talked about before when hurricanes or tropical storms hit Houston, they need some help with pets. Have you heard anything as far as the calamity yesterday?
We have not. Okay. But if they start any evacuations, they will call.
Yep.
They'll call our Disaster Relief Communication Center, and Michelle Mead will start the phone tree, and we'll start triaging for evacuations.
We'll see. Johnny Cash is a 3.5-year-old miniature schnauzer who spends his day wandering the floor in an exclusive furniture showroom in New Zealand. Peter and Donna Higginson's business. They import furniture and art mainly from Italy, including some pieces with price tags as high as $20,000. So Donna and Peter knew that if Johnny was to be part of the daily work routines, he would need to be trained, well, to do a good job, okay? And so he knows he shouldn't leap up on the sofa. He does invite sofas to be sat upon, and he doesn't scratch any of the polished table legs. But Johnny, when he was 3 months old, was trained to respect the furniture, unlike puppies would. At 3 months, you know, they do all sorts of bad things. Johnny now sits in the window, waits for customers. Often they will come in to do a quick meet and greet, and then they go back. And his personality makes him part of the team. Quite often, he is regularly requested to go on deliveries of the furniture for the store in New Zealand. So that's kind of fun, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, some of our friends at Ashley Furniture Store have three dogs.
Oh, okay.
And they've sent us YouTube videos of their son and their three dogs.
Oh, cool.
And he actually came and sat on the fence and did his own little infomercial about the Aggieland Humane Society.
Very good. We like that. Well, what do you got going on?
Well, we are in the middle of the pity party. The pit bulls that have been temperament tested and are bomb-proof and marshmallows are ready for adoption. And we've had four or five adopted. We're just finishing the home inspections right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a few more great pit bulls, including a puppy. And the pit bulls are $12. They're spayed and neutered. They're vaccinated, temperament tested, and ready to go home with pit bull lovers. And we invite people out till the end of April to help us enjoy the pity party.
Okay.
We've got a lot of things going on
mm-hmm.
on the weekend. We are going to the St. Francis Fest, where there's a great group
of
animal lovers.
The blessing of the animals, right?
Yeah, they're going to do a blessing of the animals. They're going to do vaccinations. We're going to sell microchips and county tags. That's at the St. Francis Episcopal Church.
Okay.
And there'll be over 20 vendors there. and I believe it's from 10 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll be out at Earth Day from 11 to 3 at Wolfpen Creek, and it's the Brazos Valley Earth Day celebration, and there'll be a lot of vendors out there, and we'll be spreading the word about our location and our programs.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a Kyle Field Day later that afternoon,
oh,
and
man.
We'll be out there spreading the word as well.
It's a triple header for you.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're looking ahead and you have children, we're going to have two levels of Camp Humane. We'll have one in June, one in July, one in August. The one in July is actually for the older kids, 13 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see all that on our website, AggielandHumane.org. Print out the application and send it in. And I want to thank all the people who helped with the campaign for the orthopedic surgeries. We topped our goal. It'll help three or four animals have serious orthopedic surgeries. And great job, community. Marshall is going to the vet today to get his ACL repaired.
Oh, wow. Good, good,
He's got his foster home lined up, and they've got the pillows ready, and they're ready to help him rehabilitate that back leg because he's quite an athlete. He's like an 80-pound Ridgeback mix.
Oh, my.
And he's beautiful, golden, and he loves to lean on you, and he's just tries to melt all, you know, when you touch him. He's a really wonderful dog.
Very good.
The next one will be a poodle mix that has a bad back leg that was broken and healed incorrectly, and we'll see what the vets say about that one. And then, of course, we have internship applications on our website as well. It's really important to get some staff out here during the summer when all our Aggie volunteers leave.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for an opportunity to learn more about animals, do photography, or do any kind of outreach, we are looking for some interns for the summer. We are planning ahead for April 30th. We're having a Mother's Day photo shoot.
Uh-huh.
And we want people to come out. We'll have some photographers taking pictures of the pets, and the money that we raise from that will go to help the animals. That photo shoot's from 11 to 3, and I think a picture of you and your pet would be a perfect gift for mom.
It's a good idea. Good idea.
And then save the date. Mark your calendar for May 21st. We're going to have Adopt-a-thon and Pet Care Fair. The local vets are going to help us with a rabies clinic. We'll be selling microchips and county tags. They are also going to do free heartworm tests if you get a microchip or a rabies and county tag package. And then we're going to have free nail clipping. We're going to have a best trick contest. So start practicing right now for your best trick
uh-huh.
with your dog and win a prize. And we'll have some great judges out there to figure out who has the best pet trick.
Neat. All right, if they want some more information about all this, what do?
They go to AggielandHumane.org or drop by from 11 to 6 Monday through Friday at 5359 Leonard Road, and we're open Saturdays 11 to 3.
Great. Thanks, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Kathy Bice here this morning from the Humane Society, and Kate Chapman's here this morning. How are you, Kate?
Hi. Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you?
Good, as usual. You probably have a list of things that y'all are doing.
Oh, yes. We have a big list. There's always a list at the chamber.
Sure.
Next Monday, we have our new member orientation, which is sponsored by ABC Home and Commercial Services. That will be at the chamber offices from 3:30 to 5. So if you're a new member of the chamber, if you're a prospective member of the chamber, we invite you to come out and kind of learn more about what we do and mm-hmm. how it can benefit you
sure.
and your business. Then next Thursday, we're excited. It's our annual spring job fair sponsored by Reynolds & Reynolds. That's going to be at the College Station Hilton from noon to 4. Booth registration is pretty much closed, but if you're still interested, I'm sure we can fit you in somewhere. However, if you're looking for a job, we encourage you to come out, bring your resumes, dress professionally. We have over 40 booths signed up this year.
Great.
So there's going to be a lot to choose from if you're looking for a job.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, on Thursday, April 28th, we have our April business after hours. That's going to be at Watercrest at Bryan from 5:30 to 7. That event is free. There'll be food, drinks, bring your business cards, and be ready to network and meet other businesses in the area. And then on Friday, May 6th, we have an employee engagement workshop that's sponsored by Evolve Performance Group. It's going to be from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Phillips Event Center. And this is a workshop designed for business owners, HR professionals, managers looking to learn how employee engagement can impact your business and why you should use this business strategy to increase productivity, customer loyalty, and profits. So this is a workshop just to kind of learn how to streamline things at your business. And mm-hmm. we're really excited to be able to partner with Evolve on this.
Yeah.
Then this week, we have a deluxe ribbon cutting on Wednesday, April 20th for Claire de Lune. That's an upscale resale shop over by Brazos Bingo on Briarcrest.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Thursday, we have a ribbon cutting for Parks Behavior Therapy. That will be from 4:30 to 5 at 3988 Greens Prairie Road West in College Station. Next week, we'll have a deluxe ribbon cutting for Rockin' Bee Steakhouse on Tuesday, April 26th from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. That's at 36 Tabor Road in Bryan, and there will be food and drinks. Also, we want to just give a special thank you to the Bank and Trust of Bryan College Station for being one of our Platinum Inner Circle members. We really appreciate everything they do, including their really big sponsorship of Golf and Lobster Fest.
All right, sounds good.
And so we just want to give a big thank you to them, and mm-hmm. that's a list of everything we have going on right now. So if you'd like more information, you can visit www.bcschamber.org, or you can give us a call at 979-260-5200 for more information.
Great, thanks. Visit with folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Reichen Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Reichen Insurance would like to highlight Gary and Francis Spivey for their overwhelming support of the community. Since 2010, the Freedom Roof Project has provided local families in need with the cost of roof replacement. Selfless giving and local community service shown by Gary and Francis help make Bryan College Station a great place to live. Van Dyke Reichen Insurance recognizes Gary and Francis Spivey for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where TubeVideo comes in. We convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. TubeVideo is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TubeVideo help preserve them.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Wall Street is poised to open higher this morning after the Dow Industrials closed above 18,000 for the first time since July yesterday. Art Hogan of Wunderlich Securities says the market has recovered from worries about recession, oil prices, and China's currency.
The real move has been off the lows of this year. We spent the first 6 weeks trading this market down about 10%. We're up 3% on a year-to-date basis. That's a massive recovery.
The Dow has gained 15% since its 2016 low hit on February 11th. Netflix's race to make itself a leader in original programming is paying off. Last year, it produced more exclusive shows measured in hours than HBO. But its aggressive expansion isn't without cost. Next month, it will raise prices for loyal subscribers, and it faces tougher competition from less expensive rivals. Netflix shares drop 7% after hours. That's Your Money Now.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion. But I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
What projects are on your spring list? New fence, new landscaping, trimming trees? Let Sioux Falls Prater Equipment help you get ready. Batteries for your equipment, still handheld products, pressure washers, lawnmowers, compact tractors, they have it all. Don't let this spring sneak up on you unprepared. Stop by and visit their friendly parts reps to find out how you can save. Like up to $15 off Strongbox batteries and more for a limited time only. Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
The upside of bad vision. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Armadillos are nearly blind. They lack brain cells called cones, which are necessary for seeing well during the daytime.
If you startle an armadillo, they're just as likely to run into a tree as to avoid it.
That's UC Riverside evolutionary biologist Christopher Emmerling. He and his colleagues have discovered that the ancestors of armadillos developed a number of genetic eye mutations millions of years ago when they lived deep underground to avoid predatory dinosaurs. He says the finding could help humans with similar eye disorders, which may be caused by the same cone cell mutations. For instance, if gene therapy improves vision in armadillos, it could then be tried in humans.
So you might look at an armadillo, think, oh, that's just Texas roadkill or something like this, but this organism might actually be useful in helping restore sight to some individuals.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Bill McGuire from the Better Business Bureau, and today we're talking what?
Oh, we're talking about the top complaints of 2015 that came to BBB.
Okay.
Yeah, so more consumers than ever checking BBB.org when making purchasing decisions. But some of those folks, Kevin, end up having either a complaint or maybe a negative customer review or a positive customer review. So I wanted to give you and the listeners a list of those that happen. First of all, the best-known BBB services, complaints, investigations, ad review, and mediation were stable. But BBB saw a big increase in consumers interacting with the organization online,
okay,
which means some millennials are getting into the deal.
That or people are just getting accustomed to using the computers.
Yeah. Inquiries when consumers look up individual businesses were up 4.3%. Pretty good rise. Published customer reviews topped 214,000, and BBB only publishes customer reviews when it can verify that the reviewer is an actual customer of the business. So about a third go unpublished.
What are the top five most complained about things?
Well, one would be cellular telephone service and supplies. Imagine that. Telephone communications is number two. New auto dealers, three. Cable TV and satellite number four, and collection agencies is number five.
Well, there's a big surprise.
Yeah. So listen, if you want to file a customer review, whether it's positive or negative, you can do that. Or if you want to file a complaint because you're not happy with your experience, hey, you can still call 979-260-2222 or visit us online and do it there at bbb.org.
Bill, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Latest trends in jewelry, or maybe you want something very traditional. Either way, David Gardner's has that for you. You know, been in the business for more than 30 years. 911 University Drive, and yeah, David creates jewelry, manufactures the jewelry right there in the store, but also keeping track on trends. They're out checking to see what the market is showing. Now, the thing is, with jewelry, it can be a very, very individual thing. Quite often, you have something in mind that may be, well, running counter to what the traditional trends might be. If that's the case, that's fine. David Gardner's may already have that in the display cases for you, or they can put one together. Don't forget, Mother's Day is going to be here. Got a few weeks, guys, especially if it's a year number one Mother's Day celebration. So, kind of an extra special deal. I want to have David Gardner's suggestions on what will make that a memorable Mother's Day for her. David Gardner's, 911 University Drive.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides two personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners, in your home, at your office, and in our community.
Kim Commando here. It's easy to forget that, with only quick messages and no verbal cues, email can be easily misunderstood, no matter how good our intentions. So here's a quick and easy reminder of the most important email words and phrases to avoid. First, watch the number of times you use I and me. Overuse them, and it can look selfish and narcissistic. Also, watch out for the pronoun you. They already know that the email is being sent to them. Overuse it, and you may come off sounding accusatory. The same is true for exclamation points. Never use more than one. And try to avoid telling someone that you need them to do something. Just ask them. You'll sound much more friendly. Finally, no matter how angry you are, how emphatic you want to be, never swear. It comes across in email even more forcefully than in person. And remember, email never dies. On some server somewhere, it's backed up forever. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Exciting news from Epson. Introducing Epson's revolutionary EcoTank printers for home and office. And listen to this, cartridge-free printing. Epson has pioneered an innovative refillable ink tank, ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to affordably print up to 8,500 pages in full color. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer powered by Epson's leading-edge precision core technology. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. An unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. A committee that will be appointed tonight by the College Station School Board to set new boundaries has its marching orders. In addition to new attendance zones due to a third intermediate and third middle school, the board decided to change the boundaries of Consolidated and College Station high schools. Much of the nearly three-hour discussion was how to divide students from three middle schools into two high schools. Jeff Harris was among those wanting to protect all the interests of the middle school students.
Will that make a difference in their likelihood of success in English, in math, in science, in choir, in football? If you tell me the answer is yes, well then I'm going to say split all three. You can adjust the split however you want, but what that does is it makes it comparable, and it requires that our district then focus on a district-wide platform for intermediate and middle schools so that all of our kids will maximize their chance of success.
The board decided they won't ask voters to consider a $40 million expansion of College Station High School, which is nearing capacity, because there is room for another 600 students at Consolidated, and the board wants the committee to decide when the new high school borders will take effect. The Bryan School Board selected a new principal at Mitchell Elementary during last night's regular meeting. Donna Wallace is coming to Bryan from Georgetown, where she is completing her sixth year at Ford Elementary, 3 years as principal and 3 years as assistant principal. Wallace will start at Mitchell this summer, replacing John Rokenbrod, who is moving to a technology position in the Bryan ISD Central Office. One of the items Blinn College administrators presented to trustees during a retreat in Navasota comes up for final action during tonight's regular meeting in Brenham.
A fundamental change is proposed on how Blinn charges tuition. Trustees are being asked to consider three rates instead of four. Blinn students from Washington County, where property owners are charged the lowest property tax rate of any community college in the state, will see tuition rise from $48 to $49 a credit hour. About the same number of Blinn students are from outside Texas. Their tuition's proposed to go from $200 to $260 a credit hour. Administrators are asking for one rate, combining students from Brazos and other counties in Blinn's service area with students from the rest of Texas. To get to the combined rate of $107 a credit hour, that means an increase of $5 for students in Brazos County and the rest of the in-service area, and a decrease of $10 for the remaining in-state students. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
College Station police investigating a drive-by shooting yesterday morning resulted in the resident of the targeted home being arrested for possessing marijuana and an unidentified type of controlled substance. There were several witnesses to the gunfire on Kenyon Drive, which is in the University Heights subdivision off Holloman South and north of Kane Road. No one was hit by several rounds that hit the fiveplex and were fired from within a BMW Series 3 four-door. Officers involved in the investigation discovered illegal drugs. That led to the arrest of the occupant of the residence struck by the gunfire. 19-year-old Colton Adam is out of the College Station jail after posting bond. No arrests have been made in the shooting. Anyone with information is asked to call College Station police. Lightning from a passing thunderstorm was the cause of a house fire in College Station. Firefighters saw flames as they arrived yesterday just after 1 a.m. on Winchester, which is east of Welsh between Rock Prairie and Deakin. The homeowner, who called 911, and his wife were outside, but two dogs were still inside. Firefighters rescued the dogs and put them on oxygen for treatment of smoke inhalation. No firefighters were injured. The residents were assisted with relocation. 20 firefighters and 8 units responded, including the Community Action Response and Rehab Teams, police, and College Station Utilities. It's been 31 years since royalty from Belgium has been to Texas. When Princess Astrid visits this December, the schedule for her royal trade mission includes the Twin Cities. Belgium's Trade Commissioner Yves de Boos says various agreements are scheduled to be signed. One with Belgium's Ministry of Tourism is due to the popularity of the Aggies Go to War exhibit that's coming to Texas A&M after nearly 2 years in Bastogne.
There have been so many individuals pictured in front of the poster commemorating the exhibit in Bastogne itself and publishing their picture on Facebook, making it a little bit viral in the whole community here. And I've been very surprised at how many of those individuals have traveled to see the exhibit.
While a smaller version of the war exhibit opens in the MSC this December, as fundraising takes place for a permanent location, De Boos says Belgian corporations are looking to expand in the Brazos Valley.
Not much longer than a month ago, one of our directors here was coming from Brussels with two companies, and these companies are still holding intent on opening businesses here in the Brussels Valley.
The Research Valley Partnership is planning an economic development trip to Belgium in June, continuing what De Boos says is a 10-year relationship. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 66 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's a service you receive from Aggie-owned and operated Pronto Services. If your construction or oil field site needs roll-off dumpsters or porta-potties, Pronto Services can help. With quality equipment and same-day delivery and pickup, Pronto Services wants to earn your business with their same-day service guarantee. Call Pronto Services at 979-218-AGS9. That's 218-2479 or 979-571-5171. Pronto Services, your only call for construction and oil field site rentals.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor, and don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
8:38. Let's do some weather. Brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
So far today, the shower and thunderstorm activity has been east of Houston out towards the Louisiana border. But again, we're at risk for showers and storms today. The atmosphere is primed. Temperatures around 80 degrees. A few showers and thunderstorms may be with us tonight too, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms could grow to severe levels tomorrow, highs near 80. Occasional showers and storms tomorrow night. Chance for showers and thunderstorms Thursday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Trivia, numerical trivia, which I love, 695-1620 within 5,000. What's the enrollment at Texas State? What's the enrollment at Texas State University? 695-1620.
Numerical trivia.
Well, yeah, really. I mean, numbers? 695-1620. Just, you know. If you know the answer, I've got prizes. 695-16.
How quickly can you Google?
Yeah, well, so, yeah. You know, we tried that the other day. With
I
that,
know.
And it didn't work.
Well, because the answer wasn't on Google.
Yeah.
It was ungoogleable.
That's right.
The ungoogleable question.
Mm. Notable alumni of Texas State? Powers Booth.
Hmm? Yeah. Really?
Yeah. George Strait.
Whoa.
Yeah, George's, yeah, no, that's pretty well known. George's manager, in fact, was on the Board of Regents for Texas State for a long, long time.
His friend was there for quite a while.
No, he wasn't. Southwest Texas State is what it was called back
yeah,
then.
No, I was going to say.
Yeah, they didn't call
a
it
A lot of people don't remember.
SWT.
Exactly, yeah.
What's the answer?
38,000.
Oh, very good. You're exactly right, because it's 37,900.
Oh, you didn't say closest without going over.
That's all right. No, I didn't. It's okay. So I got baseball tickets tonight against, guess who? Texas State. Yeah.
Wow.
Do you want some tickets?
Sure.
Who are you?
Colette Abbey.
It's almost like we planned this and stuff.
But we didn't. No. All right, Colette, come by here. I got tickets for you, all right?
Thanks. Okay.
Bye. No, I was actually looking up just weird facts about baseball to see if I could come up with anything, and nothing really captured my imagination, so that's why I went ahead and just did that. Gaylord Perry is notorious for being a weak hitter.
Yes.
His manager in San Francisco is named Alvin Dark. He joked to reporters saying, "They'll put a man on the moon before Gaylord Perry hits his home run." July 20th, 1969, 20 minutes after Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon, Perry hit his first home run.
Whoa.
I don't know if it's true, but it's a hell of a story. Well, look, it's on the internet. Am I supposed to believe it because it's on there?
Here, we'll go to...
All right.
It's on the internet, so it's got to be true.
Yeah.
Is there a Snopes for Snopes? Because I sometimes wonder about them.
Oh, that's... Well, no, you just...
Really?
Write, no, just type in... You could do, when did Gaylord Perry hit his first home run? That'd be easy enough to do, I guess. And I'm guessing that they're right on the moon being July 20th, 1969, but I'm not for sure. Spend your whole life doing fact check on the internet, right?
Yeah.
That could happen. Yeah.
It's unknown. It has a question mark next to it. It's a legend.
It's a legend that he hit a home run?
No, it doesn't say true. It doesn't say false. It says legend.
Okay.
They are not going one way or the other.
Well, it was entertaining for 10 seconds. How's that?
Could still be.
Yeah. All right, so everybody's doing something on the internet, right? Whether it's your ginormous company website, it's your personal Facebook page, whatever. You should be aware that more people are likely engaging with you on a mobile device than on their desktop computer. According to data, while online minutes on a desktop computer increased over the last year, online minutes on mobile devices increased more. So much more that people are now spending more time online via mobile than via desktop. Now, I'm going to stop right there. I think that probably is not true in the world of commerce.
Gaylord Perry had a home run in 69.
Okay, that's not close enough. Got to know if it's July 20th of 1969. While we tend to design things, and then here's the reason.
It was his first home run, by the way.
Yeah. While we tend to design things on a desktop, we need to be aware, and that's true for your websites, think about that, how that thing is going to look on your mobile device.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all done it. In the beginning, before we started thinking about that, boom, this thing would come up, and you're getting to watch like one-tenth of the landing page. And so you'd have to move around to make it look like it would have had you been looking at it on your desktop. But it's not so much that way anymore. Anyhow, so... Be aware of that. For businesses, it means a shift toward app development, mobile web, mobile SEO. Mm. Let's do SEO and mobile ads. Yeah, if you have nothing to do today, just type in SEO and read the rest of those.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You'll have like 12 million different entries immediately.
Logically, you should always click the first link when you're searching SEO, because anything below the first link just isn't doing what they claim to do.
Yeah, they could be doing anything. So, the Twilight Zone is returning to TV, but this time with a twist. The new edition on CBS will marry TV with gaming. I don't know what that's going to mean. So, if $100 a year is too much for your blood there to make a commitment to do the Amazon Prime Video thing, they'll be glad to offer it to you on a monthly fee of $8.99 a month. Okay.
I saw someone complaining about that. Said it was a poor tax.
A what?
The people who can't afford $100 in one go are going to be charged an extra $30 for paying monthly.
Give me a break. God.
Turned infrared yesterday.
I was going to say, I tell you what. Why don't you go ahead and go find some people out there and just give them $30 so that they can get Amazon Prime for years? Would that make you feel better?
I just like the idea that poor people are subscribing to Amazon Prime.
Well, in U.S. America, they are. You know,
I know,
they are.
But they're complaining about it.
Their kids are going hungry. They're bouncing their rent checks. But you know what? They got Amazon Prime. Did I just say that?
Your family can only afford Hulu. Yeah, exactly. That's cheaper, right?
Neener,
I don't know.
Neener,
really,
neener,
probably not
neener.
Much. Yeah, okay. Well, it says here $3 cheaper than Hulu.
Oh.
And it's a dollar cheaper than Netflix, but whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Once again, in case you wondered if there are people out there who have too much time on their hands.
No, I didn't wonder.
Okay. If you need proof that the Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice is more about Batman than it is about the Man of Steel, look at the script. Reddit user cooler than a bag of ice. I'm sorry.
Bodie McBoatface.
That's right. Has gone through the entire script of Batman v Superman and counted all the instances in which Superman or alter ego Clark Kent speak. And as it turns out in the movie, 2.5 hours... Henry Cavill, is that his name? Or Cavill, whatever.
I believe it's Cavill.
That's great. Has 43 lines of dialogue. Now, it doesn't tell us what Batman has. But he's the director of the movie, too, wasn't he? Didn't he direct it? What's the guy's name who directed the movie?
I don't know.
What the hell? I don't
no
care.
No clue.
I don't know. All right, anyway. That's fine. Get this. High school senior in Massachusetts holding up a cardboard sign on the sidewalk asking for money to go to college, wants to become a doctor.
All right.
Okay. It's Massachusetts.
Good luck.
Can do that, you know. Anytime you want, be fine. All right, let's see what else we got. Bizarre jobs, and I'm going to save that for tomorrow. Driver in China left a note on his windshield with the idea that it might save him from parking tickets. The note read, "Dear police, I am dropping off my child at kindergarten across the street. I'll be back in 5 minutes. Please don't ticket my car." Traffic police officer found the note as he was making rounds, waited. Driver never showed up. Wrote him a ticket that said, "I waited 10 minutes.
Yeah. Slovacic sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why people like Caldwell Country.
We have a team atmosphere out here. People work together, and the number one thing that we want to do is please the customer. Oh, I think this is an unusual dealership because you don't get the pressure, the high-pressure sales deal you get a lot. The people here are friendly. Come in, look around. We can help you. Let us know. We want you to feel good, look around, see what we have, and see if we can make a good deal for you.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
Hey, here's more on that girl from Massachusetts. Her name is Emily Stutz. She's 18, okay? She already works 3 part-time jobs. Okay, that's a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And even started the online fundraising page. Now, she's maintained a 4-point to 4.5-point GPA in the last 4 years and is confident that she'd make a great doctor. She says if people will give the homeless panhandlers money, then maybe they'll consider sparing a dollar or some change to an aspiring doctor who has all the academic but no financial means to attend college. I guess that's okay.
Sure.
I guess I'm feeling all right about that. See how that can work out. So, good numbers on Sunday for NBC's show Little Big Shots. Have you watched that yet? I just see the promos.
I've seen one of them.
Yeah.
And not all of it.
Anyway, down 10%, but still had 10.5 million viewers.
It's akin to kids say the darndest things, but it's kids can do the darndest things.
Well, and that's, you know, I guess that's okay.
It's cutesy.
Yeah. Beat 60 Minutes and Madam Secretary, so I guess that's pretty good.
I think I'm old. 60 Minutes just isn't as good as it used to be.
Well, it's here's the deal. It's like anything else. The news cycle is now 24 hours. Investigative reporting is completely different from what it used to be. It's not unusual anymore.
No, that's true.
Hard
hard for it to come up with anything that's necessarily compelling. And the other thing is, you know, they used to break stories, and you don't break stories on 60 Minutes very often anymore.
No, that's true. You'd have to hold that for a long time before it would.
Exactly.
Because the news guys would be going, no, we want that
we
now.
We want that, yeah. In England, a memorial has been erected for broken cookies.
There's part of me that kind of likes
well,
that.
Well, I like it too, I guess, as long as he's keeping his grades up. College student Hugh Osborne spotted a package of broken chocolate-covered cookies spilled on the sidewalk in a town of Leamington Spa last week. He, quote, felt a tinge of sympathy, end quote, for the horrible scene, and he decided to pay tribute by snapping photos and posting them online. The next day, others joined in by placing flowers and candles at the scene. Now it's a full-blown cookie shrine.
It's kind of like the shrine at A&M to the dead cockroach.
That's right. That's right. It was there. So authorities have spent several weeks looking for a renegade calf that escaped from an enclosure in Dartmouth, Massachusetts. Huh. I didn't know there was a Dartmouth, Massachusetts.
I don't eventually, think I did either.
Okay. Eventually, the owner found the calf and brought her back to the farm. She was meant for the slaughter by resident Gene Briggs, heard the story. Used her tax refund to buy her for $450 and brought it to the Don't Forget Us Animal Sanctuary. The owner took the cow in, introduced her to Baby, the blind cow. Get this. Baby's guide pig, Lulu, had just died, and Baby was having a very hard time adjusting. So the calf and the baby took to each other immediately, and now great things happening. Plans on holding a contest to name the cat. Have his Facebook out there. Ooh, get this. Injured duck has been rehabilitated by 3D printing. The duck lost his feet to frostbite in Wisconsin over the winter. So Vicky Harrison rescued the little guy and asked South Park Middle School teacher Jason Jiske for some help. So Jason and his class worked for 6 weeks to design new prosthetic feet for the duck. The duck is getting used to his new plastic feet. And now he's able to at least walk around. Can't swim so well, but he can walk around. He's in a sanctuary in Milwaukee. 3D printing for duck feet. Just saying.
That's cool.
Better than duck lips. Better than duck lips.
But besides, all you need is Pringles for that.
Yeah. What's duck lips?
Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of lips, Americans in... Notice how I segued right into that.
Yeah, sounds very nice.
Professional. Americans in search the perfect duck face smiley selfie. Underwent a record number of lip procedures last year. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons said there were more than 27,400 lip implants performed in 2015.
Ugh.
48% increase.
I can't fathom how badly that would hurt.
Uh-huh, you're right. There's a lot of nerves there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, bite your lip once and then think about sticking a needle in it. Yeah, doing that a few times. What? What's up?
Hey, could they 3D print 3D glasses?
Oh, that's an interesting point.
The frames.
Would it make
you'd
it,
still need the polarizing lenses.
Would it need to be 6D at that point?
Yeah, really. Huh. Okay. But see, that's good. That's very thought-provoking. Because not once have I thought, what is Keith Urban's next song going to be? So, you know. So anyhow, a 48% increase since 2000 in these lip procedures. That's one lip plant every 19 minutes. Now, who does that? Who figures that out? Lip injections, ow, which include Botox and other soft tissue fillers, also rose steeply last year, reaching nearly 9.2 million. That's an increase of more than 1,000% since the year 2000. Oh, man. All right, slather on the SPF 30 sunscreen this summer. Can cut your risk of skin cancer by 80%. I would suggest you do that. That's according to new research presented at The Ohio State University at the American Association for Cancer Researchers' annual meeting in New Orleans. The U.S. News and World Report says the findings from this new study on mice. What are we doing, Ruby? They've got hair on them. Or do they shave them and then put...
They're probably hairless mice.
Oh, they slather them with that stuff. Yeah, could be. Skin cancer affects 1 in 5 Americans, and more than 73,000 are expected to be diagnosed with melanoma.
I'm not disagreeing with any of that, but it's a wonder that I'm not just one big walking cancerous cell.
Well, but a
I was
lot
a
of
lifeguard
it,
for a long sure. time.
I think
man.
A lot of it though depends on your physiology too, and how you did you gradually start taking the sun in? I mean,
oh no, I was a lifeguard. It was day one.
Oh yeah. Well, lifeguarding will probably be the death of me.
I can remember that my dermatologist said you get 80% of the sun that you're going to get before you're 20 years
Correct.
Old. And that's just because of lifestyle. I don't know if that's true now. Because there are a lot of pasty white kids out there.
Because I was like 16 to 22 or 3 while I did it.
As an example of how bad it is for your skin, there was a truck driver in Europe.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah, the whole left side of his arm just wrinkled, and the right side, he looked, looked his age.
Yeah.
Maybe in his 50s, but his left side looked like he was 70, 80.
Yeah, but see, I did 2 summers in the fields, and I did have to get, stuff scraped off. Mm-hmm. So just, just all depends.
It does.
As to what you're doing and the physiology of it. All right, it's 3-2.
Best sandwich shop, best bakery, best cookies, best delivery and takeout. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 12 years in a row. And now you can order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered to your door. From breakfast sandwiches in the morning to boxed lunches for the office, or warm cookies as a treat in the afternoon and stone oven pizzas for dinner. Head to BlueBaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers, serving custom eaters, now with easy online ordering and delivery at BlueBaker.com.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor, and don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
A couple of minutes till now. News Talk 1620 WTAW. So after it's all said and done, you might not get to even see Steve Miller's speech or performance on HBO's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2016 induction ceremony on April 30th.
Oh, that's not a surprise.
Yeah, really. San Diego Tribune is saying that he hasn't signed the release forms yet that would allow any of his stuff to be broadcast. So we'll see. He wanted Elton John to induct him, not the Black Keys. But officials at the hall told him they get to choose, not the inductees. Said he almost didn't go on the show, as a matter of fact. He was ready to pack up and go home before the
He's just over it.
Yeah, so that's that. We don't do 10 too often, but this is not bad. It's the 10 most helpful household inventions. Number 10, smoke detector.
Yeah.
Number 9, Tupperware. Number 8, the automatic drip coffee maker. Number 7, plastic garbage bag.
Yay! Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Number 6, your cordless phone. Number 5, microwave oven. Number 4, telephone answering machine. Not so much.
Yeah, not even the cordless phone.
Yeah, really.
I mean, used to be.
Sure. Number 3, dishwasher. Yeah. Number 2, diapers that are disposable.
Yes.
Number 1, air conditioning.
Surprised my wife made the list.
What's that?
Dishwasher.
Oh, look at you. Air conditioning, number 1. Yes, 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 yes.
She's
yes,
obviously not listening.
No, not. Yep. Oh, don't forget now, if you heard about this, the national meteorologists expect billions of obnoxiously loud cicadas to appear next month. Yeah, we'll see. Every 17 years, okay?
Those cicadas are pretty weird. There's actually different, they have different schedules. Some are 17, some are 20, some are 9, and it's to ruin the predators' cycles.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I guess that's true, because if it was all at the same time, they could gobble them up.
Yep. Yes.
They left duct tape off the list.
Oh, that's,
Well, then you'd have to throw in WD-40. Those are the only two things you need.
I don't know. Modern inventions, I'm not exactly sure. All right. So anyway, Couple of unfortunate anniversaries today. One of them was, of course, the Branch Davidian situation that happened in Waco.
The fire or the start? 1993.
No, the fire. And then, of course, 1995 was the Oklahoma City bombing. So there you are. All right, it's 9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Brian.